This feeling of not being in control, I think, can turn us really hard against our body, like we're fighting against it. Whereas I think there really needs to be that shift towards being an ally with our body.
Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too.
I want to start today with a question. Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, who even is she? Some mornings, we wake up feeling like we're 25, ambitious, full of ideas, unstoppable. And then we catch our reflection or feel that tightness in our jeans or the ache in our back. And suddenly we feel like we're 80. Our bodies change with hormones, pregnancy, stress, heartbreak, and time. But somehow the world around us keeps pretending that confidence has a size or that youth equals your worth. Today's episode is for every woman who's ever looked at an old photo and thought, I wish I looked like her again, forgetting that she was also struggling back then. This episode isn't about fitness goals or diets. It's about acceptance, about learning to love the body that carries you through your extraordinary life, even on the days it doesn't feel like it fits the person you've become. So if you've ever felt disconnected from your body, stay with us. Share this episode with the women you love, your friends, your sisters, your colleagues. Because we all need the reminder that you're not behind, you're not broken, you're simply becoming.
Oh, Tanu, I feel that one so much. I mean, we are all becoming, and there's so many posts about this at the moment with trees losing all their leaves and stuff, and it's part of the cycle. And I feel like it's the same with our bodies. We just have to go through the ups and downs, whether it's related to our cycles, or just to aging gracefully and changing our hormones or what we need or how we nourish our bodies. And there is actually something that had really resonated with me a few months ago. It was something Arianna Huffington said, and it was something along the lines like, when you look at a picture of yourself from 10 years ago and you think like, oh my God, I looked so good then. This will happen to you again with a picture from today. In 10 years, because we always look back and we never appreciate ourselves in that moment. Feeling good shouldn't be the result of a punishment we go through by dieting or beating ourselves up in the gym. That's not when we feel good in our bodies. You know, this is about nourishing and self-acceptance. So I really feel this episode, and I hope by the end of it, our listeners will have that feeling of, okay, I can practice accepting myself for who I am and feeling happy with myself, how I am right now, because in 10 years, I will miss this tight face as tight as it is right now, or that tight butt or whatever it is.
That's such a good perspective. Wow. I didn't think of it like that. Yeah. I'm going to remember that when I look at my
Don't you ever look back?
I do.
At those pictures and all think like, time. Oh my God, I looked so good.
Oh yeah. All the time. And I'm like always getting stuck on, oh, what was different back then? What was I doing? Can I repeat that now? And not to forget, we also have changes in our abilities and capabilities that become a rude reminder sometimes, right? Like how you could run for days on 4 hours of sleep and a latte maybe, which is now so hard to pull off. You need your sleep. I mean, at least I need my 6 or 7 hours every night.
Yeah.
And then you slowly start judging yourself for not having those abilities anymore or not being able to operate at the same levels.
100%. And if we just start pushing ourselves harder and punishing ourselves for not being able to do it and try to train ourselves for it again, to perform just like we did in our 20s when we didn't have kids and like extremely stressful leadership roles or general lives to handle and stuff, and hormone changes to deal with as well, like our own physical changes. I mean, we can't keep that up, right? We are type A women, high performers, and a lot of our listeners will relate to this. We are just conditioned to tie our self-worth to productivity and energy levels. And if we feel energy, we will show that. But if we didn't sleep well, didn't eat well, Brandon Bouchard always said it, if you feel low on energy today, think about what you did in the last 48 hours. Who did you surround yourself with? What did you consume in terms of media, books? Was it nourishing or was it draining? What did you eat? How did you feed your body? Did you work out? Did you move? Did you go outside? And if you say, I didn't go outside, I hung out with energy drainers and I ate crappy food, then no wonder you don't feel well. But this is our responsibility now. We are not 20 anymore. Eating junk food and drinking wine will not look good on us anymore in the following days. But it's also who we surround ourselves with, that energy, how we look after ourselves and listen to our bodies, right?
Yeah, that's such a great point. Mirroring what's happening internally to outside. And I think sometimes we become the slave of our situations and circumstances.
I also feel like there is a point where all of this consciousness started. And I want to talk about that for a second. When did it start for us being so physically judgmental or conscious even? I think it's somewhere in our preteens where we became more conscious of what looks good, what doesn't look good, what's right, what's not right, what's perfect, what's pretty, what should you look like? Especially when you're a preteen, you want to be accepted in, to be part of that group, you want to belong and maybe even admired.
I also want to say how back then it was just like four peers that you cared about, you know, how they would judge you.
Now it's people.
Yeah, now it's the whole social media network.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of back then where maybe our generation wasn't super conscious and it really depended on how you were raised as well, how you feel about your body. This is what we're going through now again as well in a different way, but you feel uncomfortable in your body at times, or you feel like you're not in control of your body at times, or you feel like you're just looking at the chocolate and putting on the weight and you can't get it off even though you're working out like a maniac or get in all your steps or eat really healthily. So this feeling of not being in control, I think, can turn us really hard against our body, like we're fighting against it. Whereas I think there really needs to be that shift towards being an ally with our body, because fitness and nutrition at our age, they're there to help us with longevity rather than beating ourselves up to look a certain way, or even if we feel really crappy. I think there's a lot of gremlin work there as well.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in our tools section later on. If you see in general, women as a group, as a gender, is so revered for our physical appearance. It's like it's expected of us, right? And if you are not taking care of your body, or if you look a certain way, it also translates to how people judge you at being good or bad at other things. Body image was such a big issue for women. And there's a study that shows over 80% of women that are above 35 years of age, they say their body confidence has declined in the last decade. So basically, the confidence decline already starts after 25, even though the actual physical changes don't really start becoming prominent until you're in your 30s. In a more generalized way, obviously, different people have different experiences, but you can see that we're already worrying about how we look, what other people think in preteens. And then already mid-20s, you're worrying about how the body's changing with age.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's a huge number. If 8 out of 10 women feel that way, especially at that age, and start getting more critical with themselves and beating themselves up more, like demanding more of their bodies, we're actually harming ourselves more than we do anything good. That reminds me of research by Dr. Kristen Neff, where she gives the antidote to this issue, which is that being kind to ourselves and not critical actually improves motivation and body confidence. So this whole kindness, like speaking to yourself with kindness, listening to your body, listening to your energy levels as well. That's listening to yourselves, and that's being kind to yourself rather than pushing yourself. At a certain age, it clicks and you're like, oh my God, I shouldn't push myself so hard anymore. I should start listening to myself.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, you feel what you feel, low on confidence, but that part is kind of out of your control. But what action you take when you get those thoughts and feelings, that is the key. So instead of being self-critical, if you say more kind words to yourself about your body confidence improves along with the motivation. And that is one amazing trick you just shared there. The way we speak to our friends when they're feeling low about their body, we still praise them. We don't do the same thing for ourselves. We are highly critical whenever we see a flaw in ourselves or a perceived flaw. So we could also afford the same grace and kindness to ourselves. Because after all, the only person who's guaranteed to be with you forever is you. So you'd better make you happy.
Yeah, I totally hear that. Being kinder to your body has a positive impact. There are studies that show that it actually positively impacts your biology. And I believe that because if you take the stress and pressure out of it, out of any situation, you feel less cortisol rising. And I think cortisol breaks down collagen or something like that as well. So I feel like there are connections when you stress less, whether it's about yourself or how you look or the workout you didn't manage to do this week. When you stress less and give yourself that grace and self-acceptance, you do a good thing for yourself. And did I tell you about the client of mine who's a single mom in her 40s? She wanted to go back into the dating game and she kept finding excuses and not really fully going for it because she didn't feel confident enough about her body to put herself out there in the dating game again. And this is a story we find like happening so many times, so many places. You are always way harsher on yourself than anyone else perceives it. And those 6 pounds that you want to lose before the next date or something like that, or before you even start dating, they're not that noticeable, you know, in reality to anyone externally.
Yeah, it's like the spotlight effect. We go around the world thinking the spotlight's on us and everyone's looking at us the way we're looking at ourselves, but everyone's looking at themselves. They're busy looking at themselves the same way.
I'm going to keep that in mind next time I feel self-conscious.
We forget the facts of life so easily and let emotions take full control of us when it comes to our body image. But, you know, hormonal weight gain is something that comes up a lot in conversations that I also have with women in my network and clients as well. And I personally have had to deal with it as well. Like, I was diagnosed with PCOS many, many years ago. And I really battled weight gain and bodily changes a lot. I reframed my own life around accepting my body and then working with it.
Our body is not our enemy. It's our mind. It's our thoughts. It's our unrealistic goals or lack of that self-acceptance that we are just not living in alignment with who we truly are. And that needs to change, not the number on the scale.
Yeah. The reason I see that happens a lot is because our body image is so closely tied to our identities. And no matter what changes, whether we're changing roles and like motherhood, we're in leadership or we're going through life changes like divorce, they're all reshaping who we are, right? But we still cling to this expectation of being who we were at 22. It's like mentally we've evolved, but physically we expect time to pause. And that mismatch is what creates so much shame. Women say, I don't recognize myself anymore. But often that's because their life has expanded. Their old body image just hasn't caught up with it. And when we treat our bodies like they're broken, we reinforce that inner critic, that gremlin. But when we bring in the inner nurturer, the compassionate part of ourselves, we really start healing the relationship, like you shared.
Absolutely. And there is something I keep saying to my daughter. I'm not doing diets. I'm doing workouts because I want to be strong and I want my body to be strong. I don't need to be skinny. That's not healthy for me. But I want to be strong to live that life, that active lifestyle for as long as I can and be on my feet and move around and be flexible and have that muscle that protects my joints.
Yeah, you're setting such a great example for her. I love that.
Yeah.
You show your kids that you're comfortable in your skin and you accept the way you are and you show up with confidence with the way your body is. And obviously, prioritizing the self-care time, she sees me doing that as well. Exercise is a non-negotiable to stay strong and to make sure that I'm taking care of my body, because we only get one body.
Yeah, well, that's so true. We have to take care of our bodies. We have to live that. Like, it's fine to come off balance. That's part of living a balanced life. But it's really important to say the direction is clear. We can move off it here and there, but the direction is towards longevity, healthy life, healthy body, self-acceptance, self-love, and so on. All right. So our next section is about introducing simple practices, because being aware of all the things we just said alone is just not enough. We have to also retrain how we relate to our reflection. And one of my favorite tools for this is something I call mirror moments. It's a 3-minute daily practice where you rewire your self-talk. And this is how I do it. I'll stand in front of the mirror and I just notice the first thoughts that pop to my head without judgment. And honestly, you'd be surprised how the first thing is always something about something negative, right? Like a flaw or something with my skin or my body shape or my hair or something. And then I say it out loud. You're just a voice that's been taught to find flaws. It's not me. Then I shift from the appearance that I see to the gratitude that I feel. You are the body that carried me through heartbreak, through motherhood, through leadership. I'm in awe how much you do for me. And then I find that anchor that I tell myself and I remind myself time and time again, I'm allowed to be at home in my body, even when it's changing. I love you and I thank you. And you don't have to be so super explicit about it, but it's really in essence about noticing that you judge yourself. Probably first thing that pops to your mind is something that's not great. You realize it's just a voice in your head that you were trained to have. But it's not you. The real you inside of you is grateful for what your body does for you every day. And we just want to find that compassion, that self-love, self-acceptance, and that gratitude for yourself. And it's a really nice exercise to just rewire your brain. Tanu, you feel me?
I do. I actually felt emotional and that instant love and compassion for my body. I could visualize myself doing that. And another line that popped up in my head when you were saying that was, I love you and thank you, and I promise to take care of you. I want to protect you like you protect me.
That's lovely. That is super sweet. I think that's something we should definitely add to that.
So what I'd like to leave our listeners with is that when you think your body doesn't match your life, please don't see it as a failure. See it as feedback. It's trying to show us what needs care, not correction. The weight, the wrinkles, the stretch marks, the fine lines, they're not flaws. They're just like footnotes in your story. You know that Brandy Carlile song, How That Goes? I love that song. All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been and how I got to where I am.
That sounds great. I'll listen into that. So this week, dear audience, treat your body like a friend who's been trying to keep up with your incredible life. Feed it, rest it, dress it in things that make you feel like you're alive again. And if you know a woman who needs this reminder today, your best friend, your sister, your colleague, share this episode with her, because self-love is contagious when we pass it on. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me.
got a question or something you want us to coach through, slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow. Your future self will thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me. That's it.